Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And we need to be stirred, amen, today. Gifts in us need to be stirred up, amen. Because I'm telling you, we're living in the last days, and Christ is soon to come, and he's coming back for a bride without a spot or blemish. Amen. And we're going to have to be ready, amen. We're going to have to be totally sold out to God, amen, and his purpose and will down here on earth, because we have an enemy, and he comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I told you from yesterday that this is our declaration, amen, and decree, amen. We are going to declare and decree, amen, all week long, amen, Satan's destruction and God's kingdom come, amen, and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, God is sovereign, and if we look at things and understand the delicacy and the power and the strength and the might that God has, that his will is being orchestrated in heaven, and the beings, the angels and the seraphims and the cherubims and all of those, amen, are in obedience, and they're walking in alignment with God. But we as the body of Christ, amen, down here on earth, don't want to walk in alignment, or there is something that causes us not to walk in alignment. So that something has to be something more greater than what you can see, imagine with the eye, and it goes into the kingdom of Satan and his dark world. Amen. He has nothing but evil in him, and all he want to do is to try to tear down what God has built up. But God say he's the restorer of the breach today. So my scripture reading, amen, I'm going to use a thought, amen, today. Amen. It's coming out of the book of Isaiah, and it's the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Amen. He shall not fall nor be discouraged. Amen. Oh, my God. Till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his laws. Amen. Saints, today too many of us are being discouraged along the way. We are being distracted. We are being hurt. Amen. We are being literally thrown off course because of the things that's going on in the world. Amen. And we have to understand that this enemy, amen, he is he has nothing good in him. And it's not us that's doing the evil, but it's him that causes us to even do evil. Amen. Against our own self. Amen. The Bible said a thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. So I make a declaration today, amen, and I declare and decree, amen, Satan's fall. I declare and decree Satan's destruction down here on earth. He has no self-worth, amen. He has no value, nor is his word supposed to take any root or have any validity in your life. I declare and decree, amen, that God would move by his spirit, amen, and that his kingdom would come, amen, and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I declare and decree, amen, thank you, Jesus, that God's, amen, grace would abide upon us, amen, being his servants, that his grace and mercy would abide upon us, literally destroying the works of Satan. Adonai Elohim, I declare and decree, amen, that your will be done on earth, amen. Matthew 6 and 10, Jesus' purpose was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, John 1, 1 John 3, 8 through 9, amen. So, Father, as I pray, I declare and decree the kingdom of heaven, amen, amen. Come, amen, down, amen, and it's already in us, amen, in essence to, amen, the will of mankind, because Jesus brought that in, amen, praise God. But I also declare and decree that your kingdom that resides in the third heaven would come down, amen, amen, and God would come and we begin to live and begin to move in the new Jerusalem. So many of us are tired, amen, and worn out, battle scarred, amen, and not, amen, being able to birth a baby or have that vision come forth. But I declare and decree that Satan will not have the dominion over your visions, amen, and that your visions will come forth and you will birth forth that baby. You will birth forth in this season, in this year, and in this month. Amen. I declare and decree that God's kingdom will come, amen, and the dark world will be literally destroyed. Amen. For the Bible says, God, amen, is able to do everything but fail. Amen. God's kingdom on earth and in heaven, amen, and his will be done, amen, because we need him, amen, to manifest, to magnify, to increase, amen. I declare and decree that God would increase his saints and his servants on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I silence Satan's voice in the earth. Nobody will listen to Satan's voice, amen, because, amen, and there are many voices in the world, amen, and we must be sensitive to the voice of our Lord and Savior. I declare and decree that our ears are shut to Satan and these demonic offenses, amen, and that our ears be open to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I declare and decree that the angels go and trouble Satan, amen, and bring confusion, amen, to him concerning all that he has tried to do and fight, amen, against God's people. I declare and decree, I bind up the thief that cometh not but to steal and destroy. I declare and decree that that thief can steal no more. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I bind up Satan's hindrance, his deceptions, his lies, his temptations, his seducing, his beguiling, his lust. I bind up all of those demonic oppressions that come upon God's people in their kingdom. For thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Amen. For the Bible says the kingdom of this world, amen, have now become the kingdom of our God. Amen. And God is ruling and reigning over everything. Amen. Hallelujah. That he has placed down here on earth. The animal kingdom, amen. The wild beast, amen. And the tame the domestic kingdom, amen, where the animals are, amen, the fowl of the air, amen, and man kingdom itself, amen, that it falls subject to the will of God, amen, and his son Jesus Christ, amen. I declare and decree that all of these kingdoms and Satan's dark kingdom, amen, that resides over us in the heavenlies, those principalities and those powers, those spiritual wickedness in high places, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, rulers of the darkness of this world, be torn down and exposed, amen, and that the enemy be literally exposed. I declare and decree all of these friendship demons, all of these family demons, all these demons that want to come in and tear down God's people be literally torn up, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We should tear down Satan's kingdom and his government, his principalities and his powers, amen, at all times. Satan is not supposed to have dominion over us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I declare and decree that the spirit of the spiritual gifts come forth, amen, that the gifts be stirred up on the inside of us, that we walk in power and dominion and authority, being ambassadors of God. I declare and decree that God's people be free from the foolishness of the heart and the doctrines of devils.
lies and every kind of spirit, sorcery and witchcraft, familiar spirits of distraction and lust and all manner of temptations. I declare and decree that God's will be done, amen, and that Satan's power, amen, and his dark world be utterly exposed and destroyed, amen, hallelujah, concerning your finances, concerning your family, concerning your marriage, concerning your jobs, concerning everything that God has placed in your life. I declare and decree a total deliverance, amen, and God's kingdom come. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I praise and bless you in the holy name. Now I want you to listen to this song.
I don't know about you. I feel real churchy about right now. Huh. Yeah,
I'm tired.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. I'm going with Jesus all the way. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Amen. As we had made the declarations, amen, for the day, amen, we also repent for our sins, amen. We also forgive people. We also, amen, try to get our house in order, amen, as soon as we can, because without God, we won't be able to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We resist Satan. We resist his temptation and resist Satan's strategies. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want to draw back. Amen. And this is some of the things that Satan wants us to do. Every time battles come, amen, when things get so rough, we end up drawing back. Amen. But I'm telling you, and I'm giving you advice today, saints, don't draw back. Amen. When the pressure's on you so hard, that means that God is getting ready to break through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, through the atmosphere and the stratosphere. Amen. And come and bring you, amen, a blessing. Amen. From him. Amen. Satan means adversary or devil, a serpent, a Leviathan. In the book of Ephesians, the Bible said in the 6th chapter and the 12th verse, Paul was letting us know that we do not contend in the direction of our sisters and brothers. I don't fight against my sisters and brothers. I have no ill feelings against my sisters and brothers. One of the things that I'll try to show everybody is love. Amen. Whether they accepted me or not, whether they wanted me or not, I still showed them love. And then when they rejected me, I would go in my little corner and I would cry to God, because God is the author and finisher of my faith. So we don't contend with our sisters and brothers. And the Bible said, love your enemies anyway. Amen. But you don't love the evil. You don't love Satan and his evil angels. Amen. But what we do is contend in the direction of principalities. Amen. Those evil angels. Amen. In the direction where their powers are. And their powers lies, and this is revealed to you today, their powers lie in the dark world. Amen. In the dark kingdom. Satan has a kingdom that's above us. Amen. And what he does is, in that kingdom, he goes in and he begins to have demons that are over various areas in the United States and all over the world. And these principalities and their powers are designed, are literally in operation to use strategy against God's people. In the prisons, in the courthouses, amen, in the homes, amen, with the families, with the children, with sicknesses, and all manner of issues that come in upon the earth. You cannot see the dark world, but God can. And that's why he said that one of the things that we need a Savior. We need a Lord. We need God, amen, because he can see what we can't see. He can do what we can't do, amen. And in the direction of these powers, amen, we need to pray. The Bible said Daniel had prayed 21 days, amen, and he had cried out to the Lord, and the Lord told him, oh, Daniel, I have heard your petition, amen, and he said, but there was a hindrance in the heavens, amen, the prince of Persia had literally tried to stop God from getting through to Daniel in order to answer, amen, God's petition. But God is just like this here. I don't care how Satan try to fight, God will fight harder. I don't care how Satan try to cause you to die and go to hell, God will lift you up and pick you up and sit you back, amen, in a solitary place so that he can minister to you and tell you what thus said the Lord. God is not slack concerning his promise. Every evil angel, amen, must be, amen, revealed for what they're doing, amen, in the heavens, in Satan's kingdom, and his kingdom must come down. That's why I declare and decree. That's why I make a declaration that God, amen, is sovereign, that God is the only God, that God can do everything but fail, amen. And what we need to do is push evil out of our homes, remove evil out of our minds and our wills and our thoughts, amen. There was a woman, amen, just killed a little girl the other day that was in this church, amen. She was a church, what you call that, Sunday school teacher. And she molested the little girl. Can you imagine? But see, sin is rampant on the earth. She molested her, killed her, and put her in a suitcase
and then lied and said a suitcase was stolen. What kind of mind would do that but a demonic mind? And then when I looked at her on TV, I could see the demon in her. Some of us got demons in us that's residing in us, telling us to do things that we shouldn't do. And without Christ breaking that barrier, that demonic oppression, you won't be able to make it. I declare and decree, amen, God's kingdom come. The strategies are applied in a way, a technique, amen, to force his powers upon us, his will upon us, Satan's will upon us, amen, so that he can try to overthrow God. He has nothing of God in him, and he don't like God. So if he don't like God, he don't like you. And because he don't like you, then he's going to steal from you, he's going to kill from you, and he's going to destroy everything that's pertaining to you. You don't have to, he don't have to literally kill you. He'll cause you to self-destruct. He'll torment your mind. He'll do all kind of lustful acts to your body. He'll do everything that he can do to try to cause you to be distracted and move away from the very principle that you were created for. You were created for God's purpose. You were created for God to get the glory out of you. Every one of you have your own assignment. Amen. And God said, we are helpers one toward another. I'm not to reject you nor to turn my back on you, but I'm going to help you get to the next level. Amen. These angels, amen, and the principalities are there to stop you from serving God, from reaching your goal, from seeing your vision come to pass and receiving your blessing. Many pastors today, they have struggled and they've been trying to burst forth that vision and they've been trying to understand, well, what's going on, God? I've been obedient and I've done this and I did this here, what you told me to do, but I never receive anything. I've been like that. That's why I can talk about it. Every time I pull myself up, the enemy will come and try to knock me down. But I made up in my mind. I made up in my mind to literally, amen, go and do God's will, despite if I never received the promise down here on earth. Because it's not about the materialistic things or the things that I can gain on earth, but it's about bearing my cross and helping Jesus out. If Jesus died on the cross for me, don't you think it's right for me to suffer and help him out? I don't reject suffering. I rejoice, amen, in the things that I go through, but at the same time, I hate the one that's causing me to suffer, and that's the devil. Amen. Some of the things, the strategies that he uses, power to cause man to sin. Satan will seduce and beguile you just like he did in Genesis 3 with Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. Power to cause sickness and disease, Matthew 9:20. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 long years. She had an issue in her body for 12 years. And back in the Old Testament, because women had an issue, and that was the menstrual cycle, and they had problems with their body, one of the things that they had to do, they had to stay away from everybody until that time was over with. They were literally unclean. But this woman carried this issue 12 years. Amen. And so you can imagine how she was always away from people. She could never be around people. That's what Satan wants you to be. He don't want you to have friendship. He don't want you to socialize. He wants you to stay in your problems and your sicknesses and your mess so that he can keep control over you. But I'm telling you, saints, fellowship. Fellowship as much as you can fellowship. The only thing that I don't advise you to do, don't go around laying hands on people not letting God tell you. Don't go around trying to hug on people, because every time you hug on somebody, you're going to pick up a devil. You're going to pick up their problem. You're going to pick up their situation. Amen. So I command you, devil, to get out, amen, in that area. And I command the devil to understand that people don't want to be yoked up with him anymore. So I advise you, don't be hugging everybody, because you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know what's on that person. Amen. That thief is wanting there to steal, kill, and destroy. And this woman with the issue of blood, she went to physician, amen, from physician to physician. She had spent up all her money. Can you imagine now today people are going to the doctors, amen, to get AIDS, amen, cured and cancer cured. And they done spent up all their resources and they done went to various other resources. And it seemed like there is no answer. But I'm telling you, those that die, die faithless. Those that live, live by faith. Amen. And there are many women, amen, and men that have lived because they had the faith to believe that God would deliver them, amen, in that due time and that season. So that woman, amen, with the issue of blood had enough mind to hear about Jesus Christ. And she decided she would try him. Amen. And she, amen, pressed her way. She moved, amen. She pushed her way through the crowd, amen. And it was so, amen, crowded during that day. She couldn't touch his shoulder. She couldn't touch his arm. She couldn't get to nothing but the hem of his garment. So you know she had to go down a little bit, amen, to get to the hem of his garment. Sometimes we got to go down on our knees and pray to God and ask God, God, what? When you're going to set me free? God, is there an answer for me? God, is there hope? And God will give you an answer. Yes, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So as she pressed and she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible said, Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? The woman tried to be silent. But when God touched your life and when you touch God, God won't let you be quiet. You have to testify and give God the glory for what he has done in your life. So as this woman said it was her to touch him, Jesus knew right then that somebody had touched him because the virtue had left from him to her. God want to do a transformation in your life. God want to transfer in your life. And the only way that you can get this transfer is to be like this woman with the issue of blood. She made her way. She pushed and she pressed. She declared and she decreed. She made it up in her mind that she wasn't going to be sick no more. She wasn't going to have no blood from her body no more on unusual times. We have unusual circumstances and unusual times. And then during this unusual time, it's when the enemy is coming in. But I tell you today, if you declare and decree, Satan's defeat, God will step in because he's heard your words. He heard your cry, and he'll turn around and bless you and deliver you. Make a declaration and decree what God has given you concerning your life and your livelihood and your family. And watch God move. Have a great day. God bless.